So just to kind of reflect back on that and the data that sort of led into it, can you talk about the SOL-R trial and the impact that was seen there? And also what was seen there as well as what's been seen in clinical practice in terms of toxicity?
Yeah, so the SOL-R study compared outcomes for endocrine therapy alone with fulvestrant versus that plus alpelisib, the alpha-selective PI3 kinase inhibitor. And they had two cohorts of patients in this trial by design. One was a group of patients who had a PIK3CA mutation, and the other was a group who had a PIK3CA wild type. And what they showed was that in the women whose tumors had a PI3 kinase mutation, there was a clear benefit to adding alpelisib, something on the order of about a 4 to 6 month improvement in progression free survival, and a really important negative control, which was that in the women who did not harbor that mutation in their tumors, there was absolutely no benefit of alpelisib. So I think that right away clarified who should get alpelisib and who should not. They've also shown in some small subset analysis the outcomes for alpelisib in women who've already had CDK4/6 inhibition, and there is benefit to treating those women who have PIK3CA mutations after CDK4/6, but not surprisingly, the magnitude of that benefit is smaller because the patients progress a little earlier in second-line therapy. So that's been really helpful, and that's why, as I said, I think at some point during the course of their CDK4/6 inhibitor therapy or towards the end of it, one tries to obtain the PIK3CA mutation status.
So just to clarify, though, in terms of testing, I think there's a one-off test specifically approved with the FDA indication. Do you do that, or you do sort of a multiplex, liquid or tissue and include PIK3 as part of it or have it included?
So usually what we've been requesting has been multiplex assays for multiple genes based either on liquid or on solid tumor testing. It really depends in part on the patient's insurance coverage and the accessibility of older archived tissue biopsy. If the patient doesn't have insurance coverage, then the easiest way is the specific diagnostic test that was approved as a companion to the alpelisib approval.
So now, is this just a straightforward, specific PIK3 mutation, or is it like you were talking about EGFR, for example, there they have, several different variations. What are you testing for here?
You're testing for a specific cluster of PIK3CA mutations, but they can tell you on the report whether it's a variant of unknown significance or whether it's one of the deleterious or activating mutations.